Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. About 6 years ago, my name was called in the seminary chapel in St. Louis, and I went forward eagerly, anticipating the announcement of where I was going to serve as a pastor of God's people. When I heard Willmar, Minnesota, I didn't know what to think. How could I? After all, I had never even been to Minnesota in my entire lifetime, so I didn't know what to expect. Well, in June of that year, we drove up from a 90-plus degree weather in humid St. Louis to a beautiful day that was a high of about 72 degrees. I knew right away I was going to thoroughly enjoy Minnesota summers, and my wife realized she should have brought a jacket. Now, while I like the snow, on the other hand, sometimes the winters, especially when they got bitterly cold, were something that we endured it more than we enjoyed. However, overall, I can say that we've enjoyed a lot more than we've endured. And it had a lot more to do with people than it did with weather. We've had a lot of great experiences and some learning experiences as well. We came with only a few possessions, and we're leaving with a lot more. We came as a young married couple, and we leave with three wonderful children. Minnesota, and more specifically, Redeemer Lutheran Church and Preschool, will always be a part of who our family is. Now, you may see it a little differently or feel differently about it, but personally, I think it's a great blessing to be leaving for not a single bad reason, but simply to be going to a new opportunity to share God's word with people elsewhere. And you too will soon have the opportunity to have someone else share God's word with you. Don't worry, before too long, you will be excitedly welcoming a new senior pastor. There's something powerful and wonderful to me about the Holy Spirit having called me to Redeemer in Willmar, Minnesota. The truth is, chances are pretty good we would never have even met if it had not been for Jesus and the Holy Spirit working through the call process. And that's something. If I wasn't convinced that Jesus Christ had truly lived, died, and risen on Easter morning, I promise you, I would not have become a pastor. And if you didn't believe in the importance of preaching the good news of Christ crucified and resurrected, you wouldn't have been calling another pastor. Well, to me, that's pretty awesome. That our relationship started and centered around Jesus and his church. And those things alone make the call process worth it in my book. The very fact that it is an uncertain and imprecise process allows the Holy Spirit room to work. And furthermore, it teaches us to pray and to rely more than on just human reason and understanding. Truth is, I don't think I would have ever picked Willmar, Minnesota to move to because I'd never even heard of it. And you wouldn't have picked, practically or maybe literally, the only Enterline family in all of the northern Minnesota district. But hey, at least it's an easier name to spell than Bielenberg. Well, I do think it's awesome that we know each other because of Jesus. As Christians, we're connected by something more powerful and eternal than just a common purpose or an organization. We're connected by the blood of Christ, of which we'll partake in a few minutes. We're connected by our baptism into the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, as we had the privilege of witnessing with Eva just a few moments ago. Since we have an eternal relationship, Christians, we can refuse to say goodbye and instead say, see you later. I hope it will be this side of eternity, but if not, for sure, on the other side of eternity. Like I told my confirmation students, I plan on seeing all of you in heaven, so you better show up. And there's only one way to do that, connected to Jesus, repenting of our sins, and believing the good news that he has forgiven us through the cross and given us life through the resurrection. Please stay connected to Jesus, because after all, you can't do any better than Jesus. I dare you to find a more compassionate picture of God than of Jesus nailed to a cross. I challenge you to find a picture more powerful and enduring than of Christ appearing to the disciples with scars on his wrists, feet, and side, and yet living, eating, and breathing among them. You can't do any better than Jesus, because there's no other story where God dies so that man might live. And for that matter, there's nothing like the Bible. For all that people like to complain about the Old Testament, practically everybody wants a piece of it. It's not just Christians, Muslims, Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons, and countless other religions and cults try to lay claim to the Old Testament. But I'm a guy who likes the Old Testament, and I'm telling you, nothing fits the Old Testament better than Jesus of Nazareth, attested to by the New Testament. Now, since this is the last sermon, I have to give some advice because I do care about you and I want the best for you. And we might say it's probably obvious, but going to church is, I believe, really central. If you want your faith to grow, it's probably not going to grow out there. It's got to be around God's Word. However, I've come to believe more and more that it's not just going to church that helps our faith grow, but you've also got to do stuff with other church members. We have to be going and doing things. The church has always been, from its origin, a church that is going out, making disciples. And if it's not going, it's not going anywhere. Well, doing stuff together, just like it is in our families, is an important part of our faith family, passing on our values and the good news to our kids and grandkids. Now, I could be wrong, but I bet that the youth remember more that I've said during mission trips than I've said during sermons. I won't ask them because I don't want to know the answer. But the truth is, when we work together, especially when we're working together with Christ, we form a special bond. Serving others while serving with other Christians and with Christ is so important. And I wanted to share one last story before I leave. I was racking my brain, trying to think of a good story. You can decide whether it's good or not. But I wanted to share something that I would share with my friends. Maybe I wouldn't share it as a pastor, but I'm soon not going to be your pastor, so I'll share it with you as a friend. And since I'm leaving, I can't get in too much trouble. When I was a high school youth, I went on a mission trip where we were paired up with one developmentally disabled person for the week. For that week, we did everything together. We played together, ate together, bunked together. And I had the great privilege of being paired with a man named Donnie, who was a wonderful, very fun person. He loved to party, and he was the rare exception of a white boy who could actually really break it down on the dance floor. And he loved to eat, probably even more than I do, which is maybe saying something. His digestive tract was working overtime, and trust me, I know firsthand, which leads to a great epiphany of mine. It really was a very important moment in my faith life. You may think I'm kidding, but I'm not. One of the times when I have felt closest to God was when I was wiping that grown man's butt. Now, most of you who are parents know that it's really not that big a deal. But to me, as a high schooler, that was kind of intimidating. Being an often selfish and self-centered teen, actually experiencing and knowing that I was clearly doing something that I did not want to, but that Jesus wanted me to, was a powerful moment for me and shaped me as a human being. When I was embarrassed, a little grossed out, and not quite sure of the proper form for that matter, but when I got the courage to wipe, it was a moment that I knew I truly was serving and helping Donnie and serving Christ. And that sense of doing something that Jesus approved of kind of washed over and enveloped me, which was a good thing, because otherwise a different sort of overwhelming sensory experience would have overpowered me instead. Well, what's my point? Well, maybe it's that, like we told the preschoolers in chapel, God cleans up our messes, and he does the stuff we can't do. Maybe it's that trusting God is an important part of who we are as God's people. And that when we, or maybe it's that when we humble ourselves and take risks in faith, God will bring us closer to him. Well, I don't know, you pick, I just wanted to share that story. But truly, honestly, it has been a great privilege to serve with you and to serve you and to be served by you. I'm confident that God is going to continue to serve both of us, and I pray and will continue to pray for that throughout my life. And I beg you, if for no one else's sake, for my sake, please hold on to Jesus, because so that we can see each other again. You'll make me feel a lot better if you're in heaven, because then I'll know that I didn't screw up bad enough to keep you out. In Jesus' name, amen. Please rise for the prayers of the church.